The members, this elevation provides the comfort and assurance that the first shot will at least get up in the air. And it means that even if their first couple of strokes are hit with irons or fairway woods, are the product of stiff muscles, and don't go particularly far, they still have a chance to reach the green in regulation and get started with a par. But to Brad Faxon, standing on that elevated tee at the beginning of the last round of the 1995 PGA Championship, number one looked much more challenging. It was the last opportunity to earn points for the Ryder Cup team, and Brad had been dreaming of playing in the Ryder Cup for a long time. To earn enough points to make the team, Brad had to play not just an excellent round, but a superb one, a round that would vault him past at least a dozen players and into the top five. He faced, in short, one of the great challenges of the game. Could he produce his best golf when he most wanted to produce it? Brad and the thousands of spectators in the canyon below knew that if he were to make the Ryder Cup team, he could hardly afford to start with a comfortable par on hole number one. He wanted to birdie the hole, to eagle it if possible. Doing that would require a long, accurate drive off the tee. Fortunately, Brad had been preparing to hit that drive for a long time. When I first started working with him in the late 1980s,